USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Responsibility for these tragic deaths rests squarely with Hamas.
The White House says the terror group Hamas is responsible for the deaths of more than 50 Palestinian protesters on the day the U.S. opens its new embassy in Jerusalem. Spokesperson Raj Shah from the White House saying,
Hamas is intentionally and cynically provoking this response. And as the Secretary of State said, Israel has the right to defend itself.
Palestinians are angry about the president's decision to move Israel's embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. First Lady Melania Trump recovering in the hospital after being treated for a kidney infection. She was taken to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and will likely be there for the rest of the week. A spokesperson said the procedure went well and she'll recover quickly. And the Supreme Court rules to allow states to authorize sports gambling. As soon as this ruling came down, the Post says a New Jersey racetrack said it offers sports betting in just weeks. I'm John DeMaster, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
In Fairfield, California, police removed 10 children from deplorable living conditions and charged the parents with torture and child neglect after investigations reveal severe physical and emotional abuse that lasted for a long time. The police lieutenant Greg Halbert saying,
the children described incidents of intentional abuse resulting in puncture wounds, burns, bruising.
The mother called authorities back in March when her 12-year-old didn't come home. When officers came to investigate, realized how awful the living conditions were, and pulled all the children from the home. More embarrassment for Southwest Airlines as a flight from Denver to Dallas makes an emergency landing after losing cabin pressure on Saturday. There were more than 100 passengers on that flight, and one of them says that oxygen masks came falling from the ceiling and they were told to put them on about 30 minutes outside of Dallas. Nobody was hurt, but first responders treated some passengers for ear pain. And people living on Hawaii's Big Island still on edge as scientists say the Kilauea volcano could erupt. New fissures opening up on Monday. People living there being warned they could have to evacuate. Wait, this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The actress that played Lois Lane in the original Superman films has died. Margot Kidder passed away in her sleep at her home in Livingston, Montana. She began her acting career in low-budget films in Canada and gained notoriety when she played Clark Kent's love interest in all four Superman films from 1978 to 1997. A new study shows that newer vehicles are safer than older model year cars and trucks. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration recently releasing the statistics that highlight the added safety of new vehicles as compared with older cars and trucks. They found that in traffic crashes from 2012 to 2016, a higher percentage of passengers in the older vehicles suffered fatal injuries. The proportion of passengers fatally injured increased with the age of the vehicle, from 55% for model years prior to 1984 to 26% for vehicles built between 2013 and 2017. Also, the severity of the injury increased with increasing vehicle age, while the injury severity of passengers in newer vehicles was lower. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An analyst reporting the largest increase in gasoline prices since Hurricane Harvey struck in 2017, the national average increasing almost 7 cents over the past week. Over the past month, gas has gone up about 20 cents. In California and Hawaii, gas prices right around $3.70 a gallon, nearly a dollar higher than the national average. I'm John DeMaster, USA Radio News.